This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Hello, rock stars. This is Libby. I've been traveling quite a bit lately and walking in some really spectacular locations and very different from where I usually walk at home. I've been in Denver, Colorado, in the west of Wales, in London, and in Manhattan. And as a result, Alex and I haven't been able to record quite as much while I've been on the road, but I wanted to share with you some of my thoughts, some of my reflections, some of the things that are sort of coming into my head as I'm in these new and beautiful new spots. I hope you enjoy some of it. It's a little stream of consciousness, but until Alex and I can record again and talk about our walks, I thought I'd share these. Hope you enjoy them.
I'm Alex L.
And I'm Libby Delena.
Welcome to this Morning Walk podcast.
Good morning, walk stars. What a lovely morning. Very humid. Very far, but sure am hot. Can't wait to get home and have a tall glass of iced tea. But today on my walk, what I've been really thinking about is perhaps a really grandiose and wildly silly idea, but there it is. I'm wondering if more people walked, if we could really change the world for the better. Now, what do I mean by that? I think by moving at a human pace, a walking pace, we see more. We are more tuned in. We are more present. We see the natural world more. I don't know if you can hear. Listen to the crickets. Fortunately, you can sort of hear the big road in the background also. But I do think that walking has the potential to be wildly transformative, not just for us individually, but for the world, for our communities. When we see the world at foot pace, at foot speed, at walking pace, as I said, I see more, I hear more, my thoughts are clearer, and when I finish my walk, every walk makes things better. And so when I finish my walk, I think it makes my world better, which then I can only imagine if everybody did it, would make the world feel better. Certainly there are the mental health aspects of walking that are powerful and important. There's the psychological component that we think walking helps us really clear our minds, look at things with maybe a more generous perspective. So yeah, what if our communities, what if our kids knew that by going for a walk, things could get better? And what if all of us individually hosted that idea and then expanded it to our neighborhood, to our communities, to our states, and to the world? Yes, yes, it is grandiose. There it is. But this morning, I just really, in this beautiful, slow morning, I'm walking slower because of the heat, just really thought, gosh, imagine if more people walked. I think the world would be healthier, happier, stronger, more tuned into the natural planet, and therefore, perhaps we would care for it more. I guess perhaps I'm getting a little rambly, but that's what happens on my walk. I host an idea, I hold an idea, and as I walk, I begin to sort of think down different pathways. I think, is this possible? Is it possible that more people walking could change the world for the better? And when it makes me smile, I know I'm onto something, so I keep sort of thinking about it, seeing what I feel about it. So that's my thought for today. And needless to say, some of this thinking comes from my dear Alex, who always says the most beautiful thing, which is self-care is community care. When we take care of ourselves, we take care of our community. And so in order to improve our community, we have to take care of ourselves. So that's my thought for today. Libby's rambly thoughts. I want to describe to you where I am today. I am walking through our local beautiful park. And right now I am on a path that is covered in these rust-colored, soft, tender pine needles. The path is completely covered. So it looks like this copper, beautiful copper path. And on either side are late blooming rhododendrons. They're bright white. And I always sort of thought when I saw them as a kid, they looked like cheerleader pom-poms. They're so festive and so joyous. And as I said, it's very hot and humid. And all the birds seem to be out. So do, by the way, all the mosquitoes. So I have a little bandana with me, which I use to swat away any of the summer bugs. But yes, here I am, summer morning, just thinking, is it possible that walking could change the world? I'd love to hear your thoughts. So come on over to @thismorningwalk on Instagram and share your thoughts. What if we all got the world walking more? It doesn't have to be every day. It doesn't have to look like my morning walk practice. Everybody make it their own, because that's what makes it important and valuable. But what if we invited some of the people in our life to join us on a walk? All of a sudden, slowly, 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 more and more people started walking together, by themselves, in a forest, on a street, down a windy lane. I just think everybody would feel better. And I think that has the potential to change the world. So, step by step, walkers, we are going to change the world for the better. And so, invite a friend, invite a family member, and I'd love to hear what you think about this. Okay. Oh, I've just turned a corner and there's a cool breeze. Oh my gosh. Is grand. Okay, have a great day. Have a great walk.
Hey, it's Torre. Every week on my podcast, Torre Show, I interview amazing people like Andre 3000, Jada Pinkett Smith, Brescia Webb, Charles Blow, and all sorts of people about what fueled their rise to success and the ways in which being Black shows up in their work. If you want some inspiration to help achieve your dreams, listen to Torre Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so this is a follow-up to the recording I made a little bit earlier about can walking improve the world, save the world? I don't even know what the right language would be at this moment, but... And here's what I thought. It's about a mile after when I last recorded, and here's what I thought during that mile, which is, think about how walking has been an incredibly important component of pilgrimages. We hear about the Camino de Santiago and the pilgrims walking, 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 and walking through communities and neighborhoods on their personal pilgrimages. Think about how we hear about Henry David Thoreau and Virginia Woolf, how their walking was an incredible source of creative inspiration for them. Actually, yesterday was Henry David Thoreau's birthday. I think it might have been his 101st, 102nd. In any case, his contributions as a result of walking to the world of entomology. He was an incredible naturalist while walking around Concord, Massachusetts and Walden Pond. He certainly wouldn't have made those contributions had he spent all of his time on a bike or horseback or in a carriage. And I was thinking how walking as a form of protest, activism, think of how people take to the streets or link arms and walk through communities, over bridges, to make sure their voices are heard. Walking has a really powerful place in our world as a tool of communication, a tool of conviction, a tool of inquiry. So I think walking does change the world. I think more walking changes the world for the better. I'm sure there's many other wonderful examples of people for whom walking has been an essential component of enabling them to do what they do. So more inquiry, and walk another mile, see what else comes up. But again, please come on over to @thismorningwalk on Instagram. And I don't know, let's see if we can't start a movement that's gonna not only change our lives for the better personally by taking more walks, but also heals, nourishes, supports our communities. Okay, that's all for now.
This Morning Walk podcast is produced by
me, Wayne Bertram.
Me, Alex L.
And me, Libby Delena.
If you enjoy the show, please be sure to rate, subscribe, and review.
Your support is greatly appreciated.
Don't forget to follow This Morning Walk on Instagram
for weekly journal prompts and photos from our walks.
Until next time,
take care.
Thanks for walking with us.